We bow our hearts as Brother Branham leads us in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee because Thou hast permitted us to be back again tonight. So thankful for the message we have just heard of Thy word, faith inspiring. I pray, God, that that will sink and seed down deep in every heart here. And may it bring forth a perfect victory tonight for Jesus Christ. May there be decisions upon salvation and decisions upon healing in the people's hearts. May they find it there like they have never found it before. And may they act according to their convictions, for we ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening,
friends.
I'm happy to be here to minister again tonight in the name of our Lord, hearing that wonderful message. Just kind of inspired my heart. A little tired. We had drove all night last night, all day today, and just got back a while ago and rushed out of
home.
I see we haven't had any let up in the weather around here, and they don't count it for a few days yet. I'm very happy. You people are willing to set out in this hot building at a night time to hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. So I owe it to you to start right on with the prayer line. We want to read some scripture first here, and then I'm going to go right into praying for the sick. The ninth chapter of St. John. And Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the work of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, that is, by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said unto me, Go wash in the pool of Siloam. And I washed, and I went and washed, and I received my sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought the Pharisees to him, that before time was blind. And it was the Sabbath day, when Jesus made the clay, and anointed his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him, How is it that I have received thy sight? He said to them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keeps not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They said unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him? That he has opened thine eyes. And he said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him, that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called his parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked him, saying, Is this your son? Do you say it was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we know not. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake the parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, He's of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. But one
Aber
thing
eins
I know,
weiß ich, dass ich blind war und
blind,
jetzt sehe ich.
I now see.
Then und ich sprach wieder zu ihm,
what
wie hat
you
dir, was hat dir getan, wie öffnet er deine Augen? Er antwortete ihnen, ich habe es euch auch schon gesagt, und ihr habt es nicht gehört, wollt ihr es nochmal hören? Wollt ihr etwa auch seine Jünger werden?
Then they reviled
sie
him
und sprachen,
thou art his disciples, but
du bist sein Jünger,
disciples.
Aber wir sind Moses' Jünger.
We
wir wissen, dass Gott zu Mose geschnitten hat, aber von diesem wissen wir nicht, wo er ist.
The man
der Mensch aber antwortete
them,
und sprach zu ihnen, hierbei ist es doch erstaunlich, dass ihr nicht wisst, woher er ist, und doch hat er meine Augen geöffnet. Nun, wir wissen, dass Gott Sünder nicht hört, sondern wenn jemand gotteswürdig ist und seinen Willen tut, den hört er. Von Anbeginn hat man nicht gehört, dass jemand die Augen eines Blindgeborenen geöffnet hat. Wenn dieser nicht von Gott wäre, so könnte er nichts tun. Sie antworteten und sprachen zu ihm.
Du bist
ganz in Sünde geboren und du lehrst uns.
And they cast
und sie warfen ihn hinaus.
Then Jesus heard
Jesus
that they
hörte,
had cast him
dass sie ihn hinausgeworfen waren.
Him,
und als er ihn fand, sprach er zu ihm, glaubst du nun an den Sohn Menschensohn? Er antwortete und sprach, wer ist der Herr, dass ich an ihn glaube?
Jesus
sprach,
thou
du hast ihn gesehen, und der mit dir redet, der ist es.
And he said,
und er sprach,
I believe,
ich glaube, Herr,
and he
und warf sich vor ihm nieder.
What a marvelous occasion.
Was für eine herrliche Gelegenheit.
A man born blind, Jesus
ein Mann blind geboren, Jesus öffnete seine Augen.
Didn't believe it,
und dann glaubten
and
die Menschen es nicht. Und sie befragten ihn.
He only did what Jesus told him to
aber er tat nur, was
and
Jesus ihm gesagt hat. Und wenn
do,
jemand nur tut, was Jesus ihm sagt, wird er genau das empfangen, was er benötigt. Wenn ihr glaubt, glaubt ihr das.
The Lord has his blessings now,
möge der Herr
uns
seine
Segen
geben, während wir für die Kranken
right.
beten.
I
in Ordnung.
Met down
ich glaube, Billy ist mir begegnet. Er hat mir gesagt, er hat Gebetskarte 58 bis 100 ausgeteilt.
Start praying
lasst
for the sick.
And we won't keep you no longer.
We can help. Maybe
we'll
later on in the week we'll get a little cooler and then we'll press right into it with everything that we have.
Let's stand in prayer. How many in here believe God's going to hear tonight and answer prayer?
Oh,
isn't
that wonderful? Oh, isn't
that wonderful?
See a solid ground there of
jede Person, die glaubt und auch Gläubige im Boot sich befindet,
now,
alles könnte
thing
geschehen.
Do,
aber ich werde euch eins bitten,
how many have faith,
wie viele haben Glauben, dass Jesus Christus von den Toten auferstanden ist
right
und
dass
er sich selbst unter uns gut tut? Glaubt ihr das? All
the faith you have
der Glaube,
will
den ihr
no
habt, wird euch nicht
you
nutzen,
works with it.
Bis ihr ihn
right?
anwendet.
You've just got to say, now,
ihr müsst
I believe
sagen,
it,
ich glaube es, ich
that
nehme es an und damit ist es in Ordnung, hier bin ich.
That settles the whole thing.
All right,
let's not call too many at once. We get usually 50 or 100 up here in the standing line and get so tired. Let's take
them.
Who's got prayer card?
A50.
Let's see your hand. Prayer card A50. Look
das
on the back of the little card and you'll see it's got a number there. Your name's on the front. A50. Is that here? Raise up your hand, everyone who has it.
Hebt die Hand, die ihr habt.
A50, 51.
A50, 51.
Letter me. 51, who has prayer card? A51. 52. Raise up quickly when you can. 52. 53. 54.
855.
56. 57. 58. 59. 60. Did you give out A's?
Hast du A's gegeben, mein Sohn?
Okay. Oh, they're raising your hand. All right. I just thought I didn't see the hands myself. I'm sorry.
I
started at the A50.
Yes,
I got A50, A51, 52. On down. I got up to 60 now. Let's see what we got now. 60. And you take your places. You know, I'm so thankful that as far as I know, there's only been one person that I know of that's come in the building that was crippled, what God hasn't healed. Except this lady sitting right here, and I watched, I know what's wrong, I know what's happened, but I'm just waiting to see the time when she's healed, and I'll call her, because she's been safely coming. There's been a little girl sitting there, but all the cots and stretchers and the cripples and everything has been healed and walked out in the meeting. Isn't that marvelous?
All the verkrüppelten, die dort auf den Bahren gelegen haben, sind geheilt worden und sind hinausgegangen. Ist das nicht wunderbar?
All right, now what we got up to 50?
Up
to 60, I believe, wasn't it? All right, let's go to 70 then. 75, let's make that.
A,
50 to 75, and see. Don't get too many
dann
more line, and we'll
maybe
get some more
in the Gebetsreihe. Noch ein paar mehr in ein paar Momenten.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The holding prayer card
70,
if they're in the building, why come take your place if you would, while we sing this next verse. I am so wonderfully saved from sin, Jesus so sweet.
Just glory to his name, the chorus.
And just shake hands with someone sitting near you. Will you just turn around or something and shake hands? Come on now. Glory to
Vater,
we thank thee
wir danken
for thy
dir für deine Segnung,
that we can sing tonight glory to his name, for it was there at the cross where he took us in, coming unworthy, all undone, naked, wretched, blind, spiritually speaking. And God in his tender mercy reached down and taken us and alienated away from him, and God cleansed us from our sins by the blood of his Son Jesus Christ, and now has positionally set us in heavenly places with him. Now we are sons and daughters of God, joint heirs of Christ in the kingdom, sitting in heavenly places, the Holy Spirit moving upon us.
Oh, kein Wunder, dass unsere Herzen zittern, wenn wir diese altertümlichen Lieder hören. Es macht uns so dankbar dir gegenüber, Herr. Danke dir. Die Schreiber der alten Bücher sind heute mit dir.
God rest our souls until they take body form again. Help us, Lord, as we sing them, to realize what they were meant for. Give us grace tonight, Father, the power of the Holy Spirit. And now, shut down as it was all doubt, just shut it out of the building, Lord. And may faith rise and take its place. And may it be very predominant tonight. And may evil spirits leave the people. Great joy be among the people.
Unter den Menschen sein. Dies bitten wir in Jesu Namen. Amen. Lass uns das nochmal summen.
Oh, how I love that. That's one of the first songs touch my heart. Cowboy playing. God bless you.
Gott segne euch.
Trusting to Jesus Christ,
Jesus vertrauen
for our all tonight.
Für uns heute Abend.
Believing that
glauben,
he is here with
us.
Believing that he's
glauben,
helping.
Dass er uns hilft.
Trying with his great love and mercy
mit
to inspire
Liebe.
Faith
er versucht mit
in
seiner
him.
Großen Liebe und Gnade,
that's
unseren Glauben
our
zu inspirieren. Das ist unsere einzige Alternative. Versuchen, Gefallen
with the people,
mit den Menschen
God
zu finden,
us, that their
wenn
faith
Gottes
might
zulässt,
be lifted up
dass ihr Glauben erhoben werden mag,
Christ.
In Jesus Christus mehr zu glauben.
We're strangers.
Wir sind einander fremd, ich kenne euch nicht.
You perhaps don't
vielleicht
know me. That's
ihr
by
mich
letter or
vielleicht nur
einen mail
Brief oder ihr habt mich auf dem Podium gesehen.
But God knows
aber Gott kennt uns beide.
In knowing it is
und
totally
wissen, dass
impossible.
Es völlig unmöglich wäre,
for us to know anything of each other,
the
more you, maybe you'd know me more because you've read papers
mir,
and so forth.
Gelesen,
but for me to know you,
aber, dass ich dich kenne,
now you look like a healthy
nur,
woman,
du siehst aus wie eine gesunde
and you
Frau,
may be for all I know.
Und du magst gesund sein.
God knows that, I don't.
Gott weiß das, ich weiß
but
es nicht.
He's risen from the
aber
dead,
er ist von den Toten auferstanden und lebt hier
and
und uns heute Abend und hat verheißen, die Dinge, die er tat, sollen wir auch tun. Wenn der kein geheilt hätte, dass er niemand, er hat nicht den Anspruch gestellt zu heilen. Er sagt, der Vater tut es, stimmt das?
But he knew their hearts,
aber er kannte ihre Herzen, kannte ihre Gedanken.
And he said, I only do
und er sagte, ich tue nur, was der Vater mir
could
zeigt.
You imagine him going
könnt ihr euch vorstellen,
all
dass er an den verkrüppelten Bethesda vorbeiging?
Und
dort waren arme Babys vielleicht mit Wasserköpfen, verkrüppelte Spastika und so weiter. Aber er hat keinen berührt. Er ging zu einem Mann, der gar nicht so schlecht dran war. Er hatte vielleicht ein Prostataleiden.
38 years.
Er war, er hatte seit 38 Jahren, er lag auf einer Trage, Jesus heilte ihn und ging direkt aus dem Gebäude. Er war voller Liebe und voller Mitgefühl. Aber er liebte den Vater und wie der Vater es zuließ, so würde es tun. Er sagt dasselbe im 19. Vers. Wahrlich, wahrlich, sage euch, der Sohn tut nichts aus sich selbst, außer was er sieht den Vater tun, das tut der Sohn genauso. Mit anderen Worten, er tut, was der Vater ihm zeigt. Nun, wenn er, nun, ich glaube, sobald deine Heilung, der Vater hat dir das bereits in seiner Herrlichkeit getan. Er gab Jesus, das erkaufte deine Heilung. Das Einzige, was der Vater tun konnte, er sagte sein Wort. Bruder Baxter hat es so lieblich und nett heute Abend gepredigt. Wenn etwas anderes getan werden könnte, ist in Gaben in der Gemeinde, stimmt das? Und dadurch kommt Gott herab, neben seiner Liebe und seiner Botschaft, seines Wortes, gibt er Gaben in die Gemeinde und tut verschiedene Dinge. Nun, Gaben in der Gemeinde.
Paulus
sagt, wenn alle von euch mit Zungen sprechen, und es kommt ein Unwissen, nein, sie sagen, ihr seid von Sinnen. Aber wenn einer ist, der weissagt und die Geheimnisse der Herzen offenbart, dann fallen sie nieder und sagen, wahrhaftig, Gott ist bei euch. Stimmt das?
Well, such as that in a church tonight, don't you think it ought to be sufficient for every person to accept
Jesus Christus annimmt und an ihn glaubt?
Now,
nun,
he's risen.
Er ist auferstanden.
Like
er ist so, als ob er zu uns spricht, unser Meister, wie die Frau am Brunnen. Ich tue das zu einem Zweck, du weißt das. Viele Menschen hier, viele Gläubige. Es sind Hunderte von ihnen. Aber ich versuche, Kontakt mit dir aufzunehmen. Nun, da ist nichts moralisch verkehrt mit der Frau. Ich spreche nur mit ihr. Ich weiß, das Mikrofon ist an. Glaubst du, Gott kann mir zeigen, was deine Schwierigkeit ist? Was ist
hier schwierig
in deinem Zuhause?
Eine
Krankheit oder was immer. Oder wenn du neugierig bist, was immer es wäre, könnte es offenbaren, nicht wahr? Jawohl.
But you're not
aber
here
du bist nicht hier wegen aus Neugier,
really
denn
ill.
Du bist wirklich sehr krank.
Your trouble is
deine Schwierigkeit ist in deiner Brust.
You have hurting in your
du hast Schmerzen in der Brust.
You've,
und du bist auch operiert worden und das hat das verursacht.
It was a tumor
es war eine Tumoroperation,
eine
Gewächs in einer Brust, sie haben sie entfernt, stimmt das?
Is that right? Now,
nun,
if God
wenn Gott das offenbaren
that.
Kann,
now, what,
was war das? War das etwas mit einer Operation?
Yeah,
jawohl,
yeah,
an einer Brust.
Or, if that,
in Ordnung.
If God can
wenn Gott hier stehen kann und das tun kann durch ein wertloses Stück von Fleisch, so wie wir sind.
He's almighty,
aber er ist der Allmächtige, nicht wahr? Aber er sprach durch ein Maultier einmal und sagte einem Mann etwas. Und er sprach durch eine Feuersäule. Er sprach viele Weisen einen Moment. Ich sehe, wie du dich von mir entfernst, wie du weggehst. Und du hast ein sehr trauriges und gebeugtes Herz. Du hast deinen Ehemann verloren, nicht wahr, Schwester?
Are you convinced
bist du jetzt überzeugt, dass Jesus Christus hier nahe ist?
You
willst du deine Heilung
maybe
von ihm erleben?
Dann together.
Lasst uns zusammen beten.
Our lovely
unser
Father,
lieblicher Vater,
we thank thee
wir danken
for
dir für deine Gnade
and
und deine Freundlichkeit.
Now pray for mercy
und ich bete
for our dear
für Gnade
sister.
Für unsere teure Schwester.
May all the evil
und möge all das
in
Böse sie verlassen.
Rejoice
möge
ihr
Herz
glad,
und sie froh gemacht werden.
Be healed tonight.
Und möge sie heute geheilt werden und nach Hause
rejoicing.
Frohlocken
now may her faith have works with it.
Grant it,
Lord. In Jesus Christ's name,
in Jesu Christi Namen bitte ich es. Amen.
God bless you, sister.
Gott segne dich, Schwester. Nun, wir sind einander fremd.
Now, those things
die Dinge, die ich sah, schienen wie ein Traum.
But now,
aber was jemand sagte, war die Wahrheit.
Was immer
es war, wenn es die Wahrheit ist, lass die Versammlung das Wissen in deine Hand heben. Es war die Wahrheit, ich wusste nichts davon, in keiner Weise der Welt. Wir sind völlig fremd. Nun, Jesus Christus ist hier. Jesus hat die Frau geheilt. Sie kann
and
nach Hause
home,
gehen
happy.
Und glücklich sein.
Seht
ihr, warum?
Now you're going to be.
Du wirst gesund sein.
Because you've come in the right attitude. No one ever come to Christ in the right attitude.
Niemals kam jemand zu Christ in der Einstellung, der nicht bekam, worum er gebeten hat. Niemand.
You go and you're, if God can say what
wenn
your
Gott
life
sagt,
has
was dein Leben gewesen ist,
God
kann wissen, wie dein Leben sein wird. Stimmt das? In Ordnung. Geh hin und sei glücklich nun und verlocke.
I want to pray for these letters
ich
right
möchte
now
für diese Briefe jetzt beten, bevor die Salbung zu tief auf ist, dass ich es vergesse. Nun, himmlischer Vater, hier liegen Briefe und sie haben Taschentücher in ihnen drin. Ich möchte für die Taschentücher beten, bevor die Salbung zu tief fällt, dass ich es vergesse. Nun, himmlischer Vater, hier liegen Briefe und es sind Taschentücher in ihnen und sie gehen zu den Kranken und Geplagten.
I pray for mercy, dear God. I pray that you'll heal
bete,
everyone.
I realize, Lord,
that we're unprofitable servants. There's nothing in us that's been good.
Ist in uns.
But we think of what
aber
Jesus has commanded
Jesus
us to do.
Uns hat zu
oh, we just love you for that.
Dich,
and now we're taught that the taking off of the body of Paul, handkerchiefs or aprons, and unclean spirits went out of the people and they healed the diseases. We're not the same Paul, but you're still Jesus. Now we stand these handkerchiefs in Jesus Christ's name, that every one that these handkerchiefs touch, may they be healed. For God's glory and the glory of Jesus Christ is done. For we ask it in his name.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. I'll take yours two more, brother. Oh, dear. Yes, sir. Amen. Good evening, sir.
Guten Abend, Herr.
Do you believe on the Lord Jesus,
an Herrn Jesus
with all
von ganzem Herzen, mit ganzer Seele?
If our dear precious Lord
Jesus
herabkommen
würde
mit
seiner salbenden Kraft und würde offenbaren, was es ist, wonach du suchst,
that would be the main
das
wäre
die Hauptsache
heart,
auf deinem Herzen, was du, wonach du suchst, was immer es sein würde.
Whatever it would be, no matter what it would be, he could reveal it.
Er könnte
it,
es offenbaren,
right?
Gibt das durch seine Kraft.
You believe that?
Glaubst du das?
Would you then accept
würdest du es
if he
dann
told
annehmen,
you what to
wenn
do
er es dir sagte, was
would
du tun solltest?
It if he
würdest
would
du es annehmen, wenn er offenbart, was verkehrt mit dir ist?
And then he would tell
und dann
you
würde er es dir sagen, würdest
decision.
Du deine Entscheidung annehmen, würde das in Ordnung sein? Möge Gott dich segnen, mein Bruder,
das bin ich.
Ich komme
dir mütig.
Ich glaube, wir begegnen Gott, um etwas zu empfangen.
Yes, sir. Your trouble is in your heart. You have an enlarged heart.
Right.
And you also have
dropsy,
don't you? Swelling gets real big sometimes.
Also,
the blood separates and
Wassersucht und manchmal wird es sehr
you
groß und das Wasser ist da, es trennt sich. Glaubst du, dass er dich heil gemacht hat, als er starb und dir gefolgert hat? Während du jetzt stehst an dieser Stelle, in der Gegenwart seiner Gesellschaft und vor Gott, dass du, glaubst du, dass du gesund wirst? Wenn du es glaubst von ganzem Herzen, bevor diese Versammlung,
will you do it with all your heart? Oh God, creator of heavens and earth, send thy blessings upon the man and bring this to pass, for I rebuke this heart trouble, this swelling, whatever it is wrong with him. In Jesus Christ's name, may it leave him. Come out of the man. Amen. Now go believing with all your heart.
Ich glaube von ganzem Herzen. Wenn du von ganzem Herzen glaubst, dann bevor diese Versammlung geschlossen wird, wirst du eine kleine Notizzettel hier auf dieses Podium legen, dass dein Herz in Ordnung gekommen ist und dass deine Wassersucht dich verlassen hat. Wirst du es tun von ganzem Herzen, o Gott, Schöpfer des Himmels und der Erde, sende deinen Segen jetzt auf diesen Mann und lass es geschehen, denn ich befehle es diesem Herzleiden und dieser Schwellung oder was immer mit ihm verkehrt ist. Im Namen Jesu Christi möge es ihn verlassen. Komm aus dem Mann heraus. Amen. Nun gehe und glaube von ganzem Herzen, Bruder. Gott wird dich gesund machen. Sei im Gebet in Ordnung. Komm bitte.
Do you believe
glaubst
with all
von
your
ganzem
heart,
Herzen, Schwester?
You believe that
glaubst
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christus,
if we would ask God, it's not only me praying, my sister,
ich bin
all
es nicht
those
nur
Christians
der
are praying,
all diese Christen hier beten,
here, they're all their ministers and everything, they're waiting,
alle,
wondering.
Sie
and they're wanting
und
you
und
to be healed.
Sich, und sie wollen, dass
do you believe
wirst?
That you will when we
glaubst
ask God?
Du, dass du geheilt wirst, wenn wir Gott bitten?
Well now, just something
nun,
to stimulate your faith,
etwas, um
I could either come over here and quote a scripture, or I could give a testimony, or maybe God would come
Gott
down and reveal
etwas
something. Whatever he would do, you'd be thankful for.
Würdest du ihm danken?
You would. And would there be enough evidence that you're hearing that sermon tonight? Would it be enough evidence to you that you're going to be made well? It would. If God would just tell you what just revealed to me what's wrong with you, then that'd be enough evidence for you that you're going to be made well. Your trouble's in your blood. That's what it is, because between you and I, drops of blood, and it looks white. You're anemic. Is that right? Is that true?
Okay,
come here. Sister, by eyes of faith, let's look there to Calvary. There was blood sufficient. Come from Emmanuel's veins to give a blood transfusion by faith tonight. Oh God, be merciful to this poor woman. Lord, we're just creatures of this earth trying to get through, trying to live as long as we can to serve you. And I pray as I lay hands upon this woman according to a commission that was given to me by an angel that said, if you be sincere, when you pray, get the people to believe, nothing shall stand before the prayer. No great God who sent, may he now confirm the word with signs following as I'm laying my hands upon this little woman and asking that she may be healed of this condition. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, sister dear, if your faith is just exactly where God said, I believe with all my heart that you're going to be well. I believe it with all my heart. And you believe it too? Now, there can't be nothing standing in your way. Now, just, was you here last night and I was speaking on, taking the Havites and just pushing out of the way now. I'm going. Thanking God for being healed. God bless you. I'm going to hear from you. All right. Let us say thanks be to God. Yes, sir. That's fine. If I move out, you move me back. Hold on. I'll forget about it if you want. How do you do, sister?
Wie geht es dir, Schwester?
You want to go to that diabetic condition and go home and be well and be made well again? Would you like to do it?
Come here. Come here. Come
here. Oh Lord, Creator of heaven and earth, is this poor little mother standing here, looking at her own lifted up hands, and I think of my own mother standing there in the audience. And Lord, no doubt of what is wiped back the tears from the many crying baby's face. Probably done many days washing, and oh God, maybe these little fingers have thumbed through the Bible and read the promises, and now Satan is trying to make our life just as miserable as he can. But we withstand him tonight by the promise of Jesus Christ. Now Satan, you leave the woman as we lay hands up on her and believe with all of our heart that God's word is true and you are a liar and you're defeated in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, sister, go and peace be with you, because I believe you're going to be well. You accept it,
hast es angenommen. Amen.
God bless you. Oh, my. All right, sister, if you believe God with all your heart, your eyes will never go out, get well, and you'll be all right. That's your main thought tonight, because you've got some more things with women of your age to see now and so forth. So there's nothing compared to what your eyes are. Your eyes are your main subject because they're getting very bad.
Denn deine Augen werden sehr schlecht.
But let's look to that one who's anointed that man's eyes with clay. He spit on the ground. And as he stood talking, he was spitting on the ground. And then he picked up that mud and spit and rubbed it in his hand and plastered his eyes with it. What would the health authority say about that today?
See,
that was Jesus Christ. The man obeyed just exactly what he had done, what he told him to do, and come back. Is that right? Now, if you obey just exactly what he said to you, you will receive yours too and you'll be well. You believe it? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, now standing there in that little building that night, and the light flashed across the floor, and a great and mighty being come walking into that light, trembling. I thought it maybe my time had come. But you said I was to go pray for the sick, and I'm doing it tonight, Lord, as faithfully as I know how. Bless this one who I bless in thy name, and may the blind spirit leave her, may she get well. I pray this blessing in Jesus' name, and ask you, Lord, that her faith will not fail, but she'll go off this platform so happy and full of the Holy Spirit until she won't even have to use glasses or nothing to be perfectly well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. All right, would you come, sir?
In Ordnung, komm, Herr.
Having faith,
hast du Glauben,
believing with all
Glauben
your heart.
Right.
All right, do that now.
Tu das jetzt.
Would you like your
möchtest
stomach
du
ulcer?
Be made
what you would?
Yeah.
Do you believe God's word is right?
Yeah.
Do you believe that sermon tonight was right?
Yeah.
Do you believe that I represent him in a divine gift, which knows that senior at 2 feet, drink coffee and stuff like that, that's to scoot it back because it sours on your
dort jetzt, wo ich sehe, dass du keinen Kaffee und sowas trinken kannst, dass es einfach wieder hochkommt, denn es macht deinen Magen sauer.
Got acid condition? Is that right? Belching up your teeth gets all sensitive. Sometimes you have gotten vomit up what you eat. Is that right? Exactly right. Now, if the Holy Spirit stands here to make that known unto you, would you believe me as his servant? If you go out here and forsake that thing, just lay it aside and go out rejoicing and happy and eat, no matter how you feel, eat anyhow. So there, after a while, you'll find out you won't have any stomach trouble at all. You believe me? Lord, may it come to pass in Jesus Christ's name, my answer. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go now, eat anything you want to. Have faith. Do you believe, sir, just as you're coming walking like that thing, that God will make you well, just as soon as you get here and pray for you? Do you believe that with all your heart? Yes. I know you. I know what's the trouble, but I'm just asking a question. You will believe it anyway. All right, come here. Oh, Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon the man, and may his nerves quieten. May he go off the platform here, Father, and be well. May he just take Jesus just now and know that Jesus Christ is the all-sufficient sacrifice. God is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide a sacrifice for himself. And now the sacrifice has been provided. May our brother accept it by faith and act it by word. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
I go rejoice
and
thank you, Lord,
and
sagen,
danke dir, Herr, und magst gesund sein.
Believe it by faith, act it by word.
Und act like it.
You know, I may be wrong. If I am, I pray God forgive me. But I believe if I was sick and to walk up to a platform and knowing I was a stranger to this person, that person had been explained, the word had been laid out so carefully, and I watched it and seen how nice it was laid out and see it was absolutely fundamentally the gospel truth. And then the Holy Spirit would be kind enough to me to reveal to me just what I was asking for like that. You know, I believe I'd jump off that platform screaming. That's me. And remember, if you don't believe with all your heart, don't ever get in that line. Because it'd be better for you if you didn't. Because the Bible says, go ye and sin no more, or a worse thing come upon you. And what is sin? Unbelief. When God has made himself manifest to you like that, and you go away, well, I don't know. He might have guessed that. It might, whether it's not guessing, no, and you go away like that, then just look out for something else to happen. That's right. So don't even come in the line, no matter what happens. Just stay out of line. If you don't believe with all your heart that the work comes from Jesus Christ, just stay out and let someone come up who will believe. See? And to me, I think it'd be the most happiest thing in the world. You know that I know sometimes I'm asking for something, and he'll show me a vision. And I tell you, my wife thinks she got the Salvation Army in the bedroom sometimes. When he reveals to me something or other that I've been asking for, and all of a sudden I look and here stands before me, and I see it unfolding to me, and I scream and cry. I tell you, I'm so happy I can't hold myself together. It's a wonderful thing. You believe that, you lady? If you get over that female trouble, would you be happy? Or just go rejoicing and say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Get over it. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. God be merciful to us. Amen. How he is long-suffering, forbearing, not willing that any should perish, but all might come to repentance. Isn't he marvelous? All right, would you come, lady, please? Just have faith now. Smooth down. Believe everything. You receive what you ask for if you believe it. How do you do, sister? Now, do you believe if Jesus was here, standing there wearing this coat and pair of trousers he gave me? If he was standing here, he would know what was wrong with you. But now, you'd have to do what the Father told him. Well, now, I believe that if the Father would tell him this, son, do you remember when you made that sacrifice to Calvary? You healed that woman. See? Why, he'd say, yes, Father. Well, then I know I'd give a commission, though, when I left the world, that they should go into the world and preach the gospel and lay hands on the sick, and they'd get well. I believe that would kind of be the conversation, would you think so? Well, then, if he's here, but he's working through his church now, and we are his church, then if I lay hands upon you, like he commissioned me to do, do you believe that all allowed us to all leave you and you'd be able just to stomp your feet around and run home? Do you believe that? Then receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. May it leave you. Now come on. Jump your feet up and down. That's right. Now, it's all gone. Let's say thanks be to God. Would you believe the same way? Well, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive it and return back to your city rejoicing and being well. Amen. I've been doing that with all your heart. Just saying, happy and rejoicing. Amen. That's the way, friends. You've got to show God your appreciation. You know, if I would do something for somebody, and I'd say, I have to make a great sacrifice like God did for us, and then I'd have my little check wrote out here to someone, and I'd say, here you are, brother, for your mission in the foreign fields or something. You reach over? I'd feel kind of bad, wouldn't you? Oh, I'd expect you to say, thank you, Brother Branham. I know that really is taking what you got, you see, but I sure appreciate it, Brother Branham. And that's what God wants to say. Oh, thank you, Father. I come up here to be healed, and it's all explained to me, and you've proven it to me now, so I'm ready to go away here rejoicing. Praise the Lord, and go away just rejoicing, and made well. That's the way to do it. No matter if he wouldn't say nothing at all, still you should rejoice because the Word said so first. All right, bring the lady. All right. Are you bleeding with all your heart? Little lady sitting there. You got bowel trouble, rectal trouble sitting right there. Isn't that right? You were healed just a few minutes ago, you were sitting there, I was trying to wait, I'll tell you a little later on, but I prayed I'd forget it. Now you go home, that's going to stop. That distance is hearing everything is going to leave you, and it's going to be all right. And the hemorrhoids will go away, and it's going to be all right.
Gott segne dich, hab Glauben.
That's your faith now. I never
jetzt
prayed
ist euer Glaube,
you.
Ich habe für dich nicht gebetet. Dein Glaube hat dich gerettet. Dein Glaube hat dich gesund gemacht.
You didn't have a prayer card,
du hattest keine
Gebetskarte,
du hattest keine Reihe. Aber du hattest Glauben, Gott hat dich geheilt und machte dich gesund. So tut er es. Amen. Wie geht es dir, Frau? Glaubst du von ganzem Herzen? Glaubst du?
Well, you believe that Jesus
glaubst du, dass Jesus Christus hier ist, um
whole?
Dich gesund zu machen?
You suffer with some sort of a,
du hast ein
of
Nervenleiden.
A nervous condition. Isn't that right?
Stimmt das nicht?
You're very nervous,
du bist
upset.
Sehr nervös, aufgeregt.
Say, you're not
du bist
from
nicht
Chicago.
Von Chicago.
You're from out, you're
du
come
kommst
from
Osten.
From way from the east,
weit
coming
vom
here.
Osten.
Yes, all right. You believe he's going to send
glaubst
you back
er
well?
Gesund nach Hause senden?
You do believe
glaubst
that?
Du das?
That's right. Now raise up your hand and say, thank
Hand
you, Lord.
Sage,
amen.
Herr,
now the nervousness is gone from you. You made well standing right there. Return back to Buffalo, rejoicing and praising God.
Oh, God
bless you. Let's say praise the Lord.
Sagen,
never prayed for the woman, never touched her all. I've seen an airplane rise up and I looked to the right-hand side of the airplane where she looked from and Niagara Falls is to the right from where she raised up from. And I know she comes from the east somewhere or she's passed by Niagara Falls.
That
right,
lady. All
right, so that's right. It was in the vision
das
just then.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Lord
Jesus
cannot fail. Are you finished that old kidney trouble and give it over to God and say, I'm going to get well?
Believe
it right now. Just walk up that one and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
And
be happy. God will bless you and make you well. Never want to wear glasses,
do
you? You want to be well from that eye trouble, is that right? You're nervous and upset and so forth. All right, please, Jesus,
hier
heals you right where you're standing. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. May the thing go out of you.
Amen.
Let's say praise the Lord. You do the same thing, lady. You do the same thing. Now go on
and say,
that's
jawohl,
the Lord. Go on and say, praise the Lord. Just say,
then
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, what we ought to
was
do tonight, we ought to take this place by.
Nehmen.
Not hold the fort, but take
nicht
the fort. Jesus Christ,
Christ
the Son of God.
Jesus Christus, der Sohn Gottes.
Now look, lady.
Schau,
come across
hier,
her. Just
come
you walk like a young lady. Come
hier,
right on down there. That's
hier,
the line. Yes, man, that's the way. That's the way
jawohl,
I want you to do
so
it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. She's been bothered
sie
so much
viel gelitten,
nervously too.
Auch nervös.
Your body was a nervous condition too, aren't you sitting
Nerven, nicht wahr, dir,
the road? No, your husband sitting next to you.
Ehemann, der neben dir sitzt, in Ordnung.
Yes,
jawohl.
You've been in the hospital,
du warst im Krankenhaus, nicht wahr?
2 or 3 months
in
a hospital,
warst im Krankenhaus mit einem Nervenzusammenbruch, stimmt das?
All right.
In Ordnung.
You can go home, get
du
well,
now.
Maybe you hear that lady, you're some connected with her, is that right? You have arthritis, don't you, the lady in the check address. You want to go home and get well, too? Well, God bless you. Just one service is over, go down the street, sing glory to his name. That's right, God. That's right. Amen. Say, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his healing power.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus cannot fail. There's no way for him to fail. He is the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hab Glauben jetzt.
Have faith now. Believe with all your heart. God will grant it. It keeps moving. Are you two sisters there?
Jetzt zwei Schwestern dort.
If you just have at least a bit of faith, lady, you will be healed.
Dann könnt ihr heute Abend geheilt werden.
Never use them
ihr braucht die Krücke nicht mehr benutzen, wenn ihr Glauben
right.
habt. In Ordnung, bringt die Frau.
Do you believe with all
glaubst du von ganzem Herzen?
All your soul,
von deiner ganzen Seele?
All your strength,
von all deiner Stärke?
Excuse me,
Entschuldigung.
I'm glad you said yes.
Ich bin froh, dass du Ja sagtest. Das war sehr nett.
Yes.
Ich möchte, dass du Ja sagst. Du glaubst,
well.
Dass Gott dich gesund macht. Jawohl.
You have trouble in your
auch
chest, too.
Isn't
that right?
Hurt you.
Got a lot of trouble, too,
hast viele Schwierigkeiten, nicht wahr?
You're now thinking
du
about someone
an jemand, der zu Hause ist.
Yeah, I believe it's a mother.
Es ist eine Mutter.
You have a mother.
Du hast eine
she
Mutter,
has
sie hatte einen starken
stroke,
Fall.
I believe it is. Yeah, and you have, well, have high blood pressure, too.
Auch hohen Blutdruck, das stimmt.
Say it, by the way, aren't
mal,
you Catholic?
Bist du nicht katholisch?
Is that right?
Stimmt das?
I've seen the beast and things.
You
believe that God will heal you and make them well and you go home happy, rejoicing. And would you like to have the fullness of God's Spirit to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Would you like, would you enjoy that blessing? You know it's for you, sister? Jesus Christ died that you might have it. Now I pray that you'll receive the Holy Ghost before you leave this meeting. You know what the apostolic way of
weißt
receive the Holy Ghost is lay hands on
and
they receive the Holy Ghost.
And
you receive
Geist.
It. Do you believe
Glaubst
that?
Es?
Come here just
Komm
a moment.
Hierher,
Almighty God, as this
Gott
woman with her sincerity standing here believing that you are going to make her well, I pray that you'll heal her and all that's connected in this. And may she also receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord. May she be a testimony in this last day to give praise and glory to God in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, the platform rejoices and thank you, Lord. That's the way, amen. Some clergy ought to get to her immediately. All right, come, if you will. All right, you believe with all your heart? Believe that God will make you well? That's wonderful. All right, I want you to have faith in God and believe with all your heart that God's going to make you well. That back will just smooth out and won't have that trouble no more. Is that right? It's gone now. God has cut it away from you. Move yourself down like this.
Bewege dich ein bisschen.
Siehst
du, was ich meine? Geh von der Plattform weg. Dein Glaube hat dich geheilt, Schwester. In Ordnung. Komm, Herr.
Uncle, as you come, do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died to make you well? And he'll heal you that heart trouble if you ask him. Do you believe he does it now? Then say, praise the Lord!
Praise
the Lord! Glory! Come, sir. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, colored folks are not ashamed of their religion. I know that from being down in Africa, where they come from. Brother, let them see the power of God move once, and you'll not say no more. They got it and gone. Amen. Oh, shame on us. Amen. Wouldn't a nice, big, thick hamburger taste good tonight? You haven't had one in a long time. Go on, eat it. God bless you. May the Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Now if that man could go off the platform, that colored man rejoicing, he with heart trouble, you ought to receive the same thing. God bless you. You believe, lady? That old arthritis is gone from you. Go on off the platform. Amen. The way that heart trouble is, move on across it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And be made whole. Amen. Do you believe with all your heart now? Lord Jesus, bless the woman and heal her, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. All right. Have faith in God. Amen. God bless you, lady. Saying, you ain't going to be bothered with sinus no more. It's done gone from you now. Amen. Amen. God makes you whole, sister. God be with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't get all that rheumatism and that
man?
If you just believe it, raise up. Have faith in God, God will make you well. Amen, that's all you have to do. Sister Woods, I thought that was you. But it isn't, the lady sitting next to you there. She has a female disorder. She's nervous, kind of nervous
in this
position.
Stimmung.
Something's hurting to her nerves. Isn't that right, lady? You're having a kind of a little domestic affair. Isn't that true? Well, God bless you. May he make you completely whole, take everything away, and make you exactly well. God bless you.
God segne dich und gebe dir Frieden.
Step right back out of there. That's fine, sir. If you want to get well, just raise up and accept it with all your heart. God bless you. He heals you just then. It's all finished now. You can go home. God bless you. How do you do, lady? Do you believe me as God's servant? All right, I want to talk to you just a minute. Make sure your life is in the prayer, right? You believe with all your heart. All right? You believe our Lord Jesus Christ is here in all his loving power. We're strangers, I suppose. I don't know. You've never seen
me
in my life. Anybody know the woman out there? Somebody, all right? People know the woman. Then you know we're strangers, and that's true. Now our Lord Jesus is here. Why don't we just accept it and say, God, I'm thankful. I'm going to accept mine right now. That's right. You come for a very good reason. You're I respect you and honor you. Because it's you're barren.
And you want children. Isn't that right?
You've heard. Somebody told you about what happened and so forth. I've never asked that in my life of what God granted. Hey, aren't you? No, your husband's a preacher. Isn't that right? All right. God bless you. May the Lord grant you your desire. God bless this little woman and make her fruitful, Lord. I pray that you'll grant it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Who wants to be healed? Stand to your feet. Now, you wouldn't have stood up unless you had faith. Is that right? Now, if you've got works to go with your faith, raise up your hands and praise the Lord. Just as loud as you can. So thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you'll heal everyone of us.